Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So every year during different seasons of the year, we get these reminders on God's yearly cycle, just really different reminders of all that's been done for us in Christ. And this time of year right now, we're in the springtime. We're in the end of April, getting close to May 1st here. And this time of year is a reminder of refreshing. It's a reminder to refresh, to rekindle that same excitement and energy and passion that you have when you first get started with something. It's time to refresh some things. Now in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, the disciples say this: "Therefore repent and return, or be converted, or turn back to God, so that your sins might be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." This is a time of year to get refreshed. To be refreshed is to be re-energized. And where does that refreshing come from? It comes from the presence of the Lord. So how are we going to get refreshed? Number one, it starts with the presence of the Lord. Just getting aware, more aware of his presence with us throughout the day, which usually requires us to get more present. As we get more present throughout the day, we get more aware of his presence. There's fullness of joy in his presence. Just getting aware of his presence throughout the day. Now, something else that we teach in our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, is that there are refreshing pairs of life. Different areas of life have the impact of refreshing other areas of our life. For example, purpose and finances, I would consider to be a refreshing pair. So, for example, if your finances need a little refreshing, spend some time on your purpose. Spend some time just in God's presence, talking to him about your purpose, your calling, what he's called you to do in this world. Spend some time visioning and planning and taking steps and moving forward on your purpose has the impact of refreshing our finances. If your purpose needs a little refreshing, spend some time getting a little more diligent in our finances, seeking God's presence in the area of our finances. Spend some time increasing our diligence, maybe some financial tracking and budgeting, and just looking at your partnership with God, your partnership with your spouse, your partnership with any other business people that you have in your life. How are you doing of stewarding and managing that money? Helps to reinvigorate the purpose that we have when we have fresh finances flowing in. The next refreshing pair is health and order. Health and order. If you need a little bit of refreshing in your health, you need some refreshing in your health, some fresh energy in your health. Focus on creating a little more order in your environment. Creating some more order in your environment. And remember, order is about positioning. And the most important thing to get positioned is ourselves, to get positioned into the light every day, to submit ourselves to God. Now, if your order needs a little refreshing, need some refreshing in your order, spend a little time working on your health. Put a little extra focus on working on your health. Seek God's presence in the area of health. Has the impact of refreshing the amount of order that we feel in our life. Now, our final refreshing pair is family and time. Your family needs a little refreshing, rekindling that same newness and excitement that you had in your relationships early on. Spend some more time together. Spend some more time together. And if your time needs a little refreshing, focus on your family a little more. They have the impact of refreshing each other. So lately we've been talking about putting some filters at the top of our journal every week, every day, every night before bed. And we've got a monthly filter we've been talking about where we've been picking one area of life and installing a filter. And remember, these filters are short phrases or sentences. It's a commitment to walking in a new standard for our lives, commitment to walking out God's way of doing things in our life. And then what I've started doing recently, we started this last week, was underneath that filter. So for example, for me, in my filter right now this month, we're getting ready to change filters at the start of May. My filter for April has been for the area of family. My filter was, today I'm bringing out the best in my family. I'm going to cherish them. And then underneath that, we're going to write this weekly filter, which for this week, it would be, it's time to refresh. It's time to refresh. And refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. So something I'm just thinking about right now. How present are you? If you've got an area of life that needs some refreshing, how much presence are you bringing into your purpose, into your finances, into your health, into your order, your family, your time? Bring in some more presence into those areas. It's going to have a refreshing effect. So installing that at the top of our journal every night is just a reminder. Times of refreshing. Repent and return to God, that times of refreshing may come from his presence. So we're going to take communion over this, just asking for these times of refreshing. Heavenly Father, just so thankful for this time of year, this reminder of refreshing, bringing that same energy and excitement, rekindling that excitement for life. And that refreshing comes from your presence. We're asking for your help, Lord, that these times of refreshing would just come in and give us fresh energy. This would just be a continual thing that we walk in from this point on in our lives. And we're asking for any areas individually of our lives that need some refreshing, for your help to bring those areas, to get that refreshing into those areas. And we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's just take a moment to remember him. All that he went through leading up to the cross. He was betrayed by his closest friend, one of his closest friends. He was rejected by his people. His own people rejected him. He was whipped. He was hit. He was spit on, beaten, mocked, nailed to the cross in his hands and his feet, crown of thorns on his head, pierced on his side. It says it pleased God to crush him. I think the worst of it, he was separated from God. He felt what it was like to have God against him. But then on the other side, God raised him back to life. And that same victorious power that raised him up from the dead now lives on the inside of us. That same spirit and power now lives on the inside of us. He makes us right and holy and perfect in God's sight. Washes away our sins, cleanses our conscience, so that these times of refreshing can come from the presence of the Lord. When we were in our sin, there's no way we could stand in God's presence. We couldn't be around his presence. It would have been too much for us. It would have wiped us out. But now, because of what Jesus did, we can have these times of refreshing that come from the presence of the Lord. So, Father, we thank you for this bread and all that it represents, and we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness, the Bible tells us. And it's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Have this personal relationship with God, this new covenant with him. His presence in our life, refreshing everything. It's time to refresh. Let's start putting that at the top of our journal every night this week. Time to refresh, time to refresh, time to refresh. And refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. So, Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right, let's start using these filters this week. Just writing, just a very simple thing, just a reminder every night before bed to put it at the top of our journal. Keeps it top of mind as we go throughout this week. And I hope that you experience these times of refreshing, not only this week, but from this point on in your life moving forward. It would just be a continual refreshing from this point on. I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.